Matt, first of all, tell me how things are going as we move into opening day here at Farm Progress Show.
Everything's going very well. The traffic routes are working according to plan. There was a little bit of backup this morning, but that's good because that means there's a big crowd, and there certainly is a big crowd in here today. Field demos have just gotten underway, and there's a huge crowd out there looking at all that machinery.
So because we've got paved roads, it's not going to rain now, right?
Well, it seems to be that's the case. We come to Decatur and the sun shines. But, you know, even if some rain falls, that probably isn't going to do anything but give us some dust control out in the fields and the parking lots. But it's certainly a facility that can handle it.
We've been joined here by Mike and Mike. I think it's the Mike and Mike show. Or is that AgriTalk?
I think we better go with AgriTalk. I think that Mike and Mike thing's been taken by somebody.
Oh, okay. Well, we got Mike Adams and Mike Perrine that have just joined us here with Matt Youngman, who's the show manager. AgriTalk, you've already been out here broadcast?
We broadcast this morning. We'll be here all 3 days. This is my 31st consecutive Farm Progress show, and it took them a long time, but they finally got this thing down about right to where it's easy to get around. And I think this is one of the biggest opening day crowds we've seen in quite some time.
Yeah, I would agree.
Well, and I don't think I was even a gleam in my father's eye back then, Mike, but not to make any comment on age or experience or what have you, but the other Mike's over here. What are you guys doing out right now?
Well, right now we are going over to the media tent where a lot of the various exhibitors are there and probably do some interviews. Then we'll move equipment around and broadcast from another location tomorrow. And just kind of howdy and shaking, Chuck. Good to see you and several other of our broadcaster friends. But we're all here to see the media folks, or not just the media folks, but certainly the exhibitors as well.
I'm not sure what it says when a talk show has to move around day to day instead of broadcasting from the same location.
A moving target is harder to hit.
Well,
probably a deficiency in the sales department.
There
as well.
You go. Well, Matt, it looks like you do have a great crowd that's moved in here through the morning. Anything that you can tell us again about new things that people are going to see when they get out to the show this year?
Well, there's been more product introductions done this morning than I've ever seen in a day at the Farm Progress Show. John Deere's unveiled two tractor lines, a new sprayer line, a combine line, assorted other equipment. Case IH has a 50-kilometer-per-hour tractor, all kinds of new traits and marketing pieces from Dow AgroSciences, DuPont Pioneer, and Monsanto. Just everybody has something new to show these farmers.
Well, and I think it's interesting that for the first time, I guess, we've got a concert out here, right?
We tried it in 2003, and now we're bringing it back for 2007 tomorrow night. Very much looking forward to having Tracy Bird and Tracy Lawrence on stage. That's going to be a great addition to the show and a great way to cap off. You know, Wednesday being the good day, it's a good way to cap that day off.
So last thoughts, words for people who may still be trying to make that decision. Should they come out here?
I would say that this is something that shouldn't be missed if you're even slightly involved in agriculture or interested. This is where the focus of the agricultural world is for these 3 days.
Well, thank you very much. That's Matt Youngman, who is manager here for the show. And thank you to Farm Progress Companies for having us other media folks into your show. We really appreciate it. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.